You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
Friends, to Exploding Dice, your Geek.io live play role-playing podcast. I am CJ, still stuck in a hotel room, but joining me as always are Rachel, stuck in the middle with me.
Hi.
Gilbert, stuck on my couch.
Hello.
Monica, where is my couch?
Hello.
Felix, there is the couch.
Ah.
Raul, what is a couch?
Hello.
Carrie, why is a couch?
Because Couch Coon is awesome.
And Josh, if I don't move, the couch can't see me.
I mean, its vision is based on sight.
Raul, is the couch tasty?
Ish.
Not this shit again.
Not this ish again.
Not this ish again.
Didn't do yourself in time. We got it.
Got half of it anyway.
Also, I'm gonna turn into a serial killer, and it's gonna be your fault.
So the two jokes melded when I was entering stuff into Showbot, and I typed sight-based fish,
which is now
actually in the Showbot.
Even better.
Oh, that's better, yeah.
Oh.
All right, and again, I'm putting this emphasis on this on purpose. Last time on Exploding Dice, don't at me. We do this every freaking episode. We grilled Kasim and some ish.
One of them tasted much better than the other.
Yes.
Thank you.
We had a little bit of heart-to-heart. It's not, you know, extra-sode level heart-to-hearting, but found out Sylvia's working on some stuff.
She's finished some stuff.
Nobody can see you smile and raise your eyebrow at the camera. Also, it's on an audio podcast.
Become an NPC to be able to understand all of the video bits.
Right. Calabras glared in the corner the entire time.
He was not super glary. He was being cautious.
Minorly glaring. Only a minor action glare.
Slightly glaring.
No, not a standard action glare, or certainly not a superior action glare.
It's just the sun reflecting off the armor.
Turns out everybody trusts Jokido, so my plan to take over the world, I mean, to have him trusted, is going through properly.
As it will. I mean, of all the people you could suspect, the Silva would be the least among them.
Akira didn't get punched, even though he was acting all captainly, which was nice.
There's just going to be a placard on the wall in the mess hall. It has been 0 days since Akira has been punched.
I made another broom.
For now.
How long is this one going to last?
This one I know will act stealthy. This one has stats and deception.
It's literally a
So you're saying it's going to sweep it under the rug?
Yes!
It's just a broom wearing a beagle puss. Calabras opens his door in the morning. It's just standing there. Not this shit again.
He closes the door again.
Stab. Good morning, Akira. Good morning.
Stars help me. I'm back on my bullshit.
Kasim seems on the level because he got grilled verbally, pre-sciency, and influency. So, fairly sure between the three of them, if there was some kind of weird bullshit going on, we would have found out about it.
But I mean, to be fair, we're on the ocean, so it's really level.
Yeah, until high tide.
We're rocking a little bit.
Also, we literally picked him up and put him on the ship and said stay. So he doesn't really have much of a choice.
Yeah, I mean, he has a choice. He's free to go back out where we found him. found out that Jokido has been making a special steak from the ocean for Fragul named Swordfish.
That's going to be a very special day when he finds out what that is.
Right?
Yeah, like, it is.
Is he going to flip his shit, or is he going to be like, wait a minute, I've been eating fish this whole time and nothing bad has happened?
No, Mom. Why?
Jokido tucked Belfrey into bed. And that was nice. And I think that was it. I mean, last episode was a very fluff episode after punching a squid to death.
Well, I mean, we got to balance things out a little bit. It can't all be all squid punching all the time.
I disagree. Squid punching the podcast.
You got to be squidding me.
The Squid Punch Cast. All right. Then I will let Josh do his thing.
Come sail away, come sail away, come sail away with me. You guys. It's thankfully a pretty uneventful rest of the day, evening, and into the night. Once you have dealt with the issues that were ahead of you and now behind you. The rest of the sailing is going to be pretty smooth from here on out. It's not going to take you too terribly long at all to finish your voyage over to the sandy shores of Mazra. So you are going to be relatively free for a couple more days at the very least before you can make landfall.
I'm making more brooms!
Just
don't
let them
go into
the lab.
You said you could have your broom privileges back?
They make sure my room is excessively clean.
And just make sure they don't go into my lab and we'll be fine.
Damn it! Now what failed?
That one goes around and just starts knocking shit over.
Fuck this, and fuck that, and fuck those things.
Good job, Akira. You made a cat.
That's the exact opposite of
just keep him out of my room.
I admit, I try and lure him over to Calabras's room with, you know, string and treats.
See, the problem is you want it to do something, so it's absolutely going to have none of that.
Of course. I turn my finger red, and so that way I create a little red light on the floor. And it isn't pointed at Calabras' door.
You're muted, Felix.
I swiftly destroy that broom.
Yes. Yes, he does.
Velfreya is just going to walk through, look at the string on the ground, the pieces of the broom, Akira's shining finger.
Ha-ha!
She's just going to kind of blink for a second and keep walking.
Domo and Akisha!
Oh, God.
That broom dies. I'm like, ha-ha! He's finally listening to what I wanted to do.
Yeah, it would have been more chaotic to leave that one.
Right? I want to make sure that I am keeping an eye on Cassim, not to like keep him like under wraps, but definitely make sure that he is knows that he is welcome and knows that he can, you know, be part of the crew, part of the ship, like not part of the crew, but you know, feel like he is not just a unwelcome guest here.
He's not a prisoner, is what you're
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, exactly.
You're muted.
Oh yeah, no, I'm good. I'm trying to keep these two from killing each other. yeah.
Well, Calabras and Akira, good luck.
That's Del Freya's job.
Yeah, when I wake up on the first day that I'm on the ship, I go up on top deck and just start like waking up by doing sword forms and stuff in the morning sun.
Yeah.
You're definitely not alone on the deck. That is the relatively the same morning ritual that the oddly boisterous spear wielding man that you remember from the squid fight seems to subscribe to. Spoiler alert, it's a man wielding spear.
Or a spear wielding a man.
Egads.
That's what he said.
But that's like, yeah, Akita's gonna watch you kind of do your thing because Akita pretty much raises, like, wakes up with the sun every day. Mainly because it's the only star. And after you're done, he looks at you and goes, Just so you know, Cassim, I want to make sure that you know that you are welcome here. That you are free to do whatever you please while you're here. And I'm sure if you step out of line, you'll... Thanks, Tux. that was a, you're welcome, Daddy. I want to make sure that you know that you're welcome here and... Frankly, if you step out of line, you'll know about it. Not from us, but the ship itself is, yeah. Anything that you know, since you were making this trip the other way, anything that you should know between here and Mazra that we should watch out for outside of demon squids?
No, I think we took care of that problem.
All right.
He didn't have any little brothers, did he?
Yeah, what about the rest of his pod? Do you know anything about that?
The ones that were falling off from when we were trying to kill him?
Yeah, fair enough.
No, I think we're good. It was relatively quiet on the way over until he showed up.
Now, my like I said, you're my guest here. Enjoy yourself. If you need anything at all, please let me know.
At this point, you hear, Akira, it's time for morning routine. Meet me in the dojo.
I gotta go.
Morning routine?
Yeah, Fragul is training me to be better with my body as opposed to my brains.
Whoa, now.
That's not what I said.
Nope, headcanon accepted.
Fragul's better teaching me how to be better with my sword.
Not any better.
Having finished my morning stuff, I'm like, I can follow. This seems interesting.
At the very least, you'll get a good chuckle out of it.
He walks by his room, throws his, like, captain, throws his normal coat in there and grabs his, training garb and takes the lift down to the dojo.
When do Calabras and Velfreya have their sessions? Is that like a first thing in the morning thing as well?
The dead of night.
Mute. You muted.
There you go.
It's like a late afternoon sort of thing.
Okay. But we're not in there like when they're doing all their crazy shit.
No.
We're avoiding that.
No, I don't want you to adopt bad habits.
I mean,
once was bad enough.
So even when there are other people in the dojo, though, like, you notice when Velfreya steps on the mat to, like, train with you, she's there to fucking work. She's watching what you're doing and listening, and if she stops to say anything at all, it's to ask a question or to ask you to show her something again. Like, everything that is not happening in your lesson, like, she's just ignoring completely.
Yeah, Akita keeps himself pretty on the level when it comes to training. Like, if anybody watches him, you'll notice that his normal carefree, like, do as he wishes kind of thing is kind of lost, and he instantly falls into proper student mode. If he's told to take a step, he takes a step, takes a swing. Admittedly, he knows that Fragul does things a lot more naturally than regimented, and this is okay with him. Akita is not really one for militaristic trainings.
Ah, there you are, Akita. Did you eat breakfast yet?
I had a small breakfast, yes.
Oh, okay. Then be prepared to see it a second time.
Oh, boy.
All right, let's begin. Fragul pulls out this training sword that's like twice the size of Akira. All right, this is enough of a handicap for me.
And Akira is going to grab the shorter, the training Wakizashi, basically.
All right, what did I remember what I taught you the other day? You have your stance?
That's your stance?
Yes. You cleaned your room?
Of course.
Okay, you cleaned your mind?
I don't want to lie to you.
Good enough.
Yeah, Akira's mind is never clean.
Good enough. Can you do just clear your mind? Clean your mind for a few minutes while we're here.
He takes his, in his stance, he closes his eyes, takes some breaths, and when he opens his eyes again, has that almost steely glare back to his eyes.
Like, right. The second you open your eyes, Fragul's in mid swing already. Defend! Right. Defend! Boom!
I mean, he's gonna try and step out of it.
If you're saying something, Felix, we can't hear you.
We're all might.
No, I'm not actually trying to hit him. I'm literally holding back with the sword, or with the training sword. So I come down, and you say you want to sidestep?
Yeah, basically, Akira, the way that he trains is not, he obviously can take hits, but like, for the most part, he understands that he is a lot faster than he is strong. So.
And then right when you see that it's coming down, you sidestep. You see Fragul do this, like, side swing that comes right at you to your side.
Akira, I need to learn how to take hits better. Also, Akira, I'm a dodge everything.
He's not going to be able to dodge the second one. That would be silly. So, yeah, he's going to end up taking the smack to the gut.
Always anticipate the unexpected.
Yes, teacher.
Okay, now... let's see. What did we do last time? Oh, yeah. We did 100 swings last time.
Yes, teacher.
All right. Let me show you on this training dummy. He raises the training sword, and you just see him quick slashes. And this is what you're going to be able to do. Remember, this training sword has no edge, and you just see the training dummy like peel like a banana.
that would be impressive. That would be a very impressive feat for me to do.
Alright. Okay, let's try something. Let's try a quick sparring match.
Sure.
Okay. So I'm just sparring. I'm just not toying with him, but like giving him hints as we're sparring.
Yeah.
Okay, now good. Now okay, you see when I do this, would be a good opportunity for you to move your blade like this and right there, right at the gut level. So yeah, I'm teaching him and all that.
Yeah. And he definitely, like, every time that you say, you know, you should take a swing, he takes a swing and everything like that. Like, he definitely is trying to keep step with you. Obviously, he's a lot more bruised and, you know, a lot more bruised than when he started.
So yeah, a lot of my stuff is not very, like, how would you say, like, do 1,000 strikes and then you know how those strikes feel when you really need to, because
yeah,
fighting gets really dirty.
And Akira is pretty much a man of the streets, so he's okay with, you know, trying to keep dirty. Like I said, he's not a military man. He is one who, if he's going to learn how to fight, he wants to learn from somebody who is going to just be as wild as possible. Also, if he's going to take hits, he's going to take hits from somebody who can restrain himself, but not like fully.
Yes.
Because right. He knows that getting hit in the wild is not going to be a man who's pulling his punches. Like,
yep. So yeah, mine's pretty much like a live combat training.
And that's what I'm okay with.
All right. That'll be it. We'll train for about another hour or so.
And after he's done, he bows and sits.
Out of your sensei.
All right. Now, let's go have breakfast. Ah, I'm proud of you. You were able to keep your light breakfast down. As I pat you, on the back really hard.
Thank you. Thank you. Teacher.
Oh.
I'm so glad I put sustenance berries and I don't actually have to eat.
A light breakfast. I get it now.
See?
Well, thanks for joining us, folks.
Thank you.
That's it. That's all. This entire campaign has been leading up to this moment. We're done. Back up, folks.
Tune in next time when we begin the quest to find out how much wood a woodchuck could chuck if a woodchuck could chuck Norse.
Nice. As he's walking with you, he's definitely like feeling himself as he's walking to the mess hall.
So, once everybody's had breakfast and everything, and the kids are getting settled in for lessons and whatnot for the day, Velfreya's going to come up to Ellie.
Okay, small child.
Ellie, I have something for you.
She just looks up at you from under the hood.
Velfreya holds out her hand and the light kind of shimmers for a second, and into her hand falls a plush doll that she's made out of Versilk.
Fancy plush.
And she hands it over to, and she's just wearing like a really basic little kind of shift dress, and Belfreya hands it to her. She's for you. She's made out of Versilk, so she won't get torn or scratched. She's not wearing anything fancy right now, because as I was making her for you, she told me that she wanted you to design something for her. So you tell me what you want and I'll make it for her, okay?
She seems a bit hesitant to take it at first because bird talons.
It's okay, honey. You can't cut bear silk with those.
And she kind of reaches out and drags a finger along it. And again, reaches out and wraps her hands around it and squeezes a little.
Velfreya will let it go, so she's holding her now.
And right under the hood it goes.
Yay.
Thank you.
You're welcome, dear. Let me know when she has a name, okay?
She nods.
Right. Now, who's ready to study some history?
Funk.
It's a trap.
Then she'll get the kids set up with some reading before going about the rest of her business. Basically, until it's time for her own training, she's going to be looking up in the books that came with the ship to see if she can find anything about what's going on inside her own head.
Where the fuck is the user manual?
Pretty much.
It's in the glove compartment.
What's a glove compartment? Do you want a learning roll, Josh?
Is your...
Fancy knowledge, fancy learning or regular learning?
Regular learning, please.
Where's my advantage thingy? There it is. Okay. 10. The streak continues of Velfreya rolling absolute garbage.
At least your life is not on the line with books. But yeah, it's nothing really sticking out to you as you look over the books that you do have. Unfortunately, you wind up getting kind of distracted by the actual, like, proper diagrams of the ship's construction.
Ooh. The annoying thing is that I know she could just ask Ravi about this and probably get an answer, but Velfreya doesn't know that that the ship is causing it, so she can't ask Ravi about it.
And that, listeners at home, is how we properly avoid metagaming. Establishing a clear boundary between player and character knowledge.
So yeah, for anybody who thought, why isn't she just asking Ravi, that's why. And yeah, so it's library time until it's eventually training time, and then it's probably going to be library time again.
All time is library time.
This is Velfreya, so yes. I mean, even the dojo is a place of learning.
It's a library for your fists.
So Sylvia doesn't really get out of bed until lunchtime.
We've all had days like that.
But she is, yeah, I had one just last week, actually. So she is actually clean when she comes out of her, like, wearing clean clothes and, like, doesn't smell like explosives.
There's my beautiful girl.
And she comes out and she has lunch, but she's going to spend most of the day either... in the mess hall or like up on deck in the sunshine.
That's what that feels like.
Synthesize that vitamin D, yo.
Pretty much. But yeah, she's so you'll see more of her face than you normally do.
This makes Jokido very happy. You got impaled, baby doll.
Was I ever that tan to begin with?
You have more color to your skin. You do not look like a spirit who's steadying itself.
Well, all right. Maybe I spent one too many days in the lab.
For the record, I am against all of the time that you spend in there. I understand your research, but you have to take care of yourself.
Yeah, I'm starting to realize that.
It's something your mother had an issue with doing as well. I would discover your mother just sitting and studying and poring over ancient manuscripts for days upon days. And your father was not great in stopping her. I am starting to understand his frustrations.
She'll smile. And I mean, thinking about her mother still makes her sad, but she's like mother, like daughter, I guess.
More than you know.
Put the book down.
That's Phil Freya.
And he leans in and gives you a kiss on your forehead. And you look good.
She'll give him a hug. Thank you.
Ow!
For trying to feed me while I was, you know.
He looks at her and goes, "You know that if you ask Akira for help, the bare minimum that he can do is at least give you something to help you stay awake and not die from from our teaching, right?"
I am aware of what Akira can do.
Aki!
I choose to ignore it.
Jokido kind of winces.
I mean, if anyone is aware.
It is. I know you and he have a strained relationship, but it's better than doing it on your own.
Yeah, I guess I just didn't realize I needed help.
You know who else can help you, right? Your sister. Remember, she is as smart as you, baby.
All right, fine.
She could have got this done twice as fast as one.
Yeah, but it was easier for me to do it rather than explain to her what to do.
When was the last time that you had to explain anything to your sister?
Okay, never.
Yeah, he tightens the squeeze a little bit. I love you, baby doll. You need to take care of yourself.
I love you too.
At this point, Sadie's gonna come out and she's just rubbing her eyes, no talkie.
My sister's in one of her movies. I will make sure she has coffee this time.
Coffee?
Yes, dear. Right away.
Special coffee?
You want the gourd juice into it again. Okay. Jokido goes and vents pumpkin spice lattes.
Sweet.
No. The powers of the ley lines can do many incredible, nearly godlike things. They will not be used for evil.
Oh. Pumpkins do not exist in this world at all.
Fine. I will have the gourd brew.
What's coffee?
No.
Coffee just ceases to exist. The powers that be have spoken.
Jokido goes and invents gourd spice lattes.
Never give Fregul coffee.
Yeah, giving Fregul coffees sounds horrible.
Okay, fine. It's gourd and death pepper chili powder.
I mean, that would go
down
well.
That's spicy enough for you.
She just bulks out while she's drinking it. This is good shit!
Feel the burn!
And then she transforms back. Excuse me.
Hey, sir, can I have some more?
Please. We're down in the training room and all of a sudden we just hear a dull wood. The walls vibrate.
Pumpkin spice lattes in my fucking medieval fantasy setting.
Hey, it's a fantasy. I can invent pumpkin spice lattes.
You're such a basic white seal, bro.
think you did?
Yeah. Gokido is the most basic of white syllabus. Oh. Oh my god. Actually, I do want to bring up something that Akira would be doing after they're done training. Akira would go tap on Calabras's door.
This is another fucking broom.
And he says through there, knock, 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 there's no brooms, it's just me.
Opens the door slowly.
Looks in.
Can I help you?
I would like to talk with you if you have a moment.
Steps out of the door and closes it behind him. I'm listening.
I wanted to talk about your abilities, not your martial abilities.
What about them?
Have you ever noticed, and I noticed this back in the cave, that our abilities, while diametrically opposed, seem to be very similar in nature?
It's never crossed my mind.
Not when we were mixing our barriers together?
There's a bit of a tense moment.
You also have similar abilities with instilling your energy into creatures as I do when I create my constructs.
Sure. Is there a point you're trying to get to?
Because it's about to be the end of this spear.
And at that point, you say that, and he actually stands up. He goes, I'm trying to have a decent conversation with you here. Chill yourself.
The dead are always cold.
You think that I would disturb you here if I didn't have a reason for coming here?
And I'm trying to find out what the reason is.
I would like to work with you some more to see what we can do together as opposed to fighting with one another, because we are on this thing together.
What are you proposing then?
I know you have your training with Velfreya and I have my training with Fragul, but I think we can train together with our other abilities. And maybe we can actually, you know, maybe work like a team.
Teamwork. Nobody ever got anywhere with that.
I'm pretty satisfied with how we work now, but if you're insisting...
You're satisfied with half.
Half?
Half competency. Half working together. Half power. This is something that you're satisfied with?
Seems
I don't know your backstory, but I highly doubt that.
I'm still not understanding what you're getting at here.
I don't know if I can be any more clear. As I said, I would like to weave our energies together and see what we can do when we are working together naturally instead of in the heat of the moment. As we did in that cave. Would it not be more beneficial to you, or any quirks his eyebrow, Velfreya, if we can protect them like we did in the cave at all times, as opposed to when we just need to?
Take a second, looks at his hand.
Um,
I'm gonna. Holy shit.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck!
Oh my God.
What are you doing?
I was just kind of like gonna throw like a like an entropy ball at him just to like fuck with them a little bit, but rolled a 57.
Do you want to just stop that like right in front of his face so there's just dark swirling vortex of nasty just hanging out there in the hallway?
Yeah, I'll do that.
He looks at it. And he is going to, at that point, if it stopped right in front of his face without hitting him, he is going to power up his hands with creation energy and just push at it.
This hand of mine glows with an awesome power.
Don't blow up the ship. Don't blow up the ship.
I let it drop this evening in the dojo and then walk back in my room.
I'm not your enemy, Calibras.
I know.
But you will be.
You will be.
All right, well. I'm back in my room, so. God, I can't believe I rolled a 57. What the fuck? I wasn't even supposed to.
The one time you really want to lowball something.
Yeah, it's just like.
Why can't you roll like that in battle?
And you got
it. It's not killed the squid.
Well, I mean, it wasn't initiative.
I have fucking advantage 3 and I rolled a 24.
Well, see, the problem is you didn't get one exploded D20 and one exploded D8 and almost a second exploded D8.
Yeah.
Also, Akira was kind of deliberately pushing Calibras's buttons there.
That's true.
No, he knew what he was doing.
Well, that's why I say he's deliberately pushing buttons. Yeah. He was trying to get a response, and he got one.
Just not the response Calibras himself was expecting.
Whoops.
So, Valfreya, I may have accidentally killed Akira.
Don't worry, I brought him back.
No, he
conveniently with the same brain mass he had before.
That's an exaggeration.
Yeah, because that would have actually murdered me.
Yeah, holy shit, I didn't think
that would have murdered pretty much.
Because, I have a 13 in guard, so...
Oh my god!
Hang on. 44 damage, Jesus.
Yeah, that would have doubled my hit points dead. That would have actually murdered me.
Like, that was Bond, like, there's just a skeleton standing where you were before.
Where's Akira?
Like a smoking skeleton.
There, over there as well. Ooh,
when did you get the fully articulated skeleton in your room, Calibras?
That would have melted me. I would have had negative a lot of hit points.
Negative a lot?
Let's run a calculator here just for shits and giggles. So 57 minus 13, did 44 damage. So would have dealt me negative 26 hit points, murdering me on spots.
Oh my god.
The only people that wouldn't have killed, as far as the NPCs go, are the spear and Caleb.
Even that probably would have knocked him unconscious, at least.
Oh, most definitely. Sadie would have actually just barely been knocked unconscious from it.
But I know he wouldn't do that to
Actually, you know what's funny? I would have killed myself with that book.
So, I mean, I know Calibras would never do that to his best buddy, Fragul, right?
No, totally wouldn't.
Do you show any signs of this conversation when we meet up later, or are you completely deadpan?
Completely. God damn it. Completely deadpan. Actually, after the training session, Calibras kind of like looks at Belfer. You think Mazur is a good place to start over?
Honestly, yeah. I mean, the average Mazarin citizen doesn't really learn most Altai history. The only people who might recognize you would be their most educated scholars, and even then, they would probably assume that you were just a descendant with a strong family resemblance. But anyone you meet on the street is not going to know you from anybody else on this ship. You thinking of staying?
I feel like you all don't need me as much as you did when we went to Mosbeck.
A weird expression kind of goes over her face. You would, you'd be surprised.
I'm trying to get at something here.
She kind of looks away and doesn't really, like, it takes her a while to, you can tell she's like pondering her words. We've been through a lot together, and you've been there for me in a way that really nobody else has, and you're special to me, and I would miss you if you left.
I didn't say I wasn't inviting you.
Oh. She actually, like, kind of, like, gives you this really confused, like, hesitant look, like, are you?
He kind of shrugs. It's an idea.
It's not when he's thought of in depth or anything like that.
Yeah. Anyway, I have to kick Akita's ass here in a few minutes.
She... Yeah, all of a sudden she's standing right next to you and she gives you a big hug.
He gives her a hug back.
Woo.
All together now? Aww.
Let's not make any decisions too quickly. But I like being a team, and I don't know, these guys might still need us to keep everyone in line.
It's fair. I guess I can stick around a little bit longer.
Let's see what happens, huh? And she's like beaming now.
He'll like nod and walk off.
Do you wait, hold up, back up. You have to kick Akira's ass.
His idea, not mine.
He asked for it.
Can I have a little bit more context, please?
He thinks that my abilities and his abilities work well together. I don't see the logic behind it, but I'm willing to entertain the idea.
I can actually kind of see where he's coming from there. Death energy and life energy are flip sides of the same coin, and they will either violently oppose one another or they could strike some kind of balance. The issue with that is that you two need to be in balance before that can be happening. Like during that time in the caves, when you put your barriers up, you two were united in purpose. You wanted to protect everybody. If you want any sort of work, you two are going to have to be in the same mindset.
He just kind of stands still and ponders a bit. I don't know. I'm not sure how I feel about him still, but...
He and I had a talk recently, and... I know he does mean well. The thing is that both of you kind of give what you get. And that has led to you two butting heads a lot. You have very different approaches to things. For you and I, respect and vulnerability are earned. He seems to want to just open up to everybody in some ways anyways, and have us drop our guard with him. And he doesn't necessarily understand that for some people it's not easy as just choosing to do that.
So I shouldn't completely kick his ass is what I'm hearing.
Go a little easy on him. Maybe let's not have a repeat at the docks.
I'll nod his head and chuckle a bit.
Do you want me to stay? Honestly, I would kind of not mind seeing this.
Shrugs. It's up to you.
Yeah, I think I'd like that. I'm starting to go a little cross-eyed trying to find answers in the library anyway. Maybe doing something else for a little while will help clear my head.
I'm gonna wait for Akita then.
Okay, so when Akita gets in there, he's actually wearing an entirely new outfit. It is,
because of course he is.
It is a golden lined robe with intricate designs all around it. His hat, he doesn't have his hat on, and his hair is completely down, showing his ears. He's not wearing shoes, and his staff is, as always, on his back.
He just went full elvish. You never go full elvish.
An outfit for every butt kicking.
This is something my dad wore, and I figured it was a little bit more appropriate for this. I hope you're not here for a fight, Calabras.
Oh, that was exactly what I was expecting.
Yeah, figured. No. Working together. Not against each other.
Honestly, a friendly sparring match might not be a way to get, might not be a bad way to get you two on the same page. A friendly sparring match.
At this point, Fragul comes in. My battle sense was tingling.
No, this is late at night. You're a bear. You sleep deep.
Now when there's a fight.
No.
My cutscene sense is tingling.
So do we just roll opposing entropy and creation? And
I don't know. I'm not allowed to cast offensively with my creation magic.
Oh, that means I'm going to beat you up with a 10.
Oh, my God. It actually was a 10.
Yep.
There we go.
God damn it.
38.
I rolled a fucking 2 on my.
He sees you powering up your fist like you did in the hallway earlier, and he catches himself seeing this and like does a quick spin with his fist and like full blown like blasts you back with light with it.
He gets that holy symbol out, and it's just
Same trick's not going to work on me twice, Calabras. Contrary to what everybody seems to think, I'm a fast learner.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Hey, to be fair, you didn't roll a 2 on the d20.
34!
Are you fucking kidding? I like tried to like throw a fireball from the ground or whatever. Not a fireball, like
a death evil ball. Evil ball.
He gets a steely eye look in his face and like quick steps to the side and like blasts you again. You should ask how quickly I learned things from Fragul. All
right. I'm going to be upset and charge at him.
I'm gonna be upset.
Holy shit!
But I'm going to deliberately just like not completely obliterate him.
I would like to use a defense action.
Velfreya is going to teleport herself directly in the middle of those two.
He looks at you, Velfreya. No.
Yes.
Because he steps like around you and goes for another blast.
She teleport
47.
She was about to teleport you back in front of her, which means you may have just hit her with that.
Oh.
Oh no.
Did you actually hit her?
I'm gonna let Josh GM roll on that.
I'm gonna have to kill you, CG. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I can't cast offensively with creation magic, so she's gonna feel real tingly. Like,
it's like
the only person I can actually affect with my magic is you. So me casting offensively, quote unquote, at you is probably just gonna heal her really well. Josh won't let me cast holy with my magic.
You're not high enough level yet for Luminaire, damn it.
You can't
47 on my creation roll disagrees.
How best to interpret this? Cause it is a really high roll. But it's against a living target. I suppose the best way to put it is if for some strange reason you weren't already at full hit points. You definitely are now. And, God, I don't know.
I just gave her the red mushroom.
You're probably going to need a haircut. And your nails trimmed badly.
She's just kind of looking at her hand like, okay.
That's fun.
Akira cast hair.
All right.
Easily my most metro attack, and I have many.
Both of you, like I said earlier, the reason the barriers worked before is because you were united in thought and purpose. You both wanted to protect the team. A friendly sparring match should be you two figuring out how the other operates and learning more about each other. Not one of you trying to go easy and be friendly, points to Calabras, and the other knocking people around. Now, we can't do this the nice way. She holds out one hand to Akira. Light orb, here. Holds out the other hand to Calabras. Entropy orb, here. Neither one of you wants to hurt me, so maybe we can agree on that.
37.
38.
38.
Yay! I'm making a little entropy ball.
I can't believe how well that fucking worked.
Seriously, are you fucking kidding me?
So CJ wants a question about how you interpreted that. So were you saying that I was trying to push Calabras around? Or was he?
Velfreya, what Velfreya saw was Calabras throwing like little entropy balls because he kept rolling tens and hurling light blast after light blast at him. So you were going, in her interpretation, you were going a lot harder on him than he was on you.
Yeah. This might be the first time, canonically or not, that Akita has ever been referred to, even inferred to, as a bully.
I actually thought this was going to go Samurai X style.
Okay, so both of you hold on to that exactly the way it is right now. Do not waver, or I might die. No pressure. And she'll bring the balls closer together and kind of watch what happens as they come closer and closer.
Can we not call them balls, please?
Okay, spears. I'm bringing the spears closer together.
I was thinking the same joke, but I was like, I shouldn't say it.
You have to remember, my brain doesn't work that way.
And unfortunately, I'm contractually obligated to make those jokes.
Okay, well, fine. The orbs. We'll use the stereotypical fanfiction term. We'll bring the orbs closer together.
Better.
God damn it.
And what happens as they come closer and closer? She's not touching them yet, but she's slowly moving so they can kind of observe the reaction.
Well, I would say...
Do they eventually, like, join and make, like, a yin-yang orb?
No, because the problem is, once you start bringing them closer to each other, it's going to be kind of like bringing two Tesla coils close.
Ooh. Pulls them out farther.
They're going to start crackling at one another because they are diametrically opposed forces. And you're probably also feeling a bit of resistance in moving your hands that way, because it's more than likely also like... Yeah. No, actually, it'd probably be harder to keep your hands from slamming together because they're more like north-south magnets.
Okay.
Is like all her hair going up?
No. Aww. There's too much of it to lift right
all
now.
All of it!
Yeah, how long is her hair right now? She hasn't noticed, but how long is it?
It's probably on the floor from a 47 healing roll, basically. Don't trip.
It's your elf character from my home game.
Oh, God.
You are now Rapunzel.
Pretty much.
Velpunzel!
All right.
He looks at Calabras and goes, Akito looks at Calabras and goes, can you not see the similarities here? The mere fact that she could say, orb, here, and we both know what to do and how to do it? Honestly, boggles my mind how you couldn't see this in the first place.
Gavin drops the orb and then just walks away.
Like, out of the room or just off to the side?
No, like out of the room and everything.
Velfreya is going to follow. And, like, she's going to take a step and notice the pole. Like, the fuck did you do?
You got in the way of my magic!
I guess worse things could have happened, and then she'll go follow Calabras.
For the record, my stuff can't hurt him either.
Good to know.
Killed me earlier.
Oh, you guys.
He's and then the last thing Velfreya's gonna hear is she's walking out. I wonder if I can give myself wings too.
Oh God.
Jesus.
And hey, thanks to magical ship powers that she doesn't know are ship powers, she can find you immediately.
I know where you are.
I know exactly how Coop's going to respond to that on the Discord.
Right.
Oh, Coop baiting.
All right. I think that is time for us to wrap up there, then.
That there, then?
That there, then, there, them, how, what, them. You can join. You can become one of our NPCs and join our crew by going over to patreon.com/geekio. With a $20 a month or higher pledge, you will be invited into the crew, into our Discord, into our Zoom calls, into a private Discord where you will have access to everything that we know and everything that we can talk about. You'll have access to every single show when it's recorded and much, much, much more. And you do that by going over to our Patreon, our Discord, by going to geek-io.net/discord. And even if you're not an NPC, we have an Exploding Dice chat there that we are hanging out in quite often and enjoy talking stories, doing fluff stories, giving little teases of backstory here and there, and much, much more.
Hashtag Fluff Fridays, yo.
Yeah. Josh saying Fluff Fridays and started saying things. I'm like, hey, I have backstory for characters that I should tell.
Also, there was the time we played with the Sailor Senshi generator.
Yes. That is true.
Yeah, I made one of those.
And if you want to email the show, you can do so as well by emailing show@geek-io.net. Just put Exploding Dice in the subject line. And we will read it here on the show sooner than 3 months, I promise. You may not hear it for 3 months, but I promise you, I will let you know when we read it. All right, guys, we will see you next week. Bye-bye.
Oh, bye-bye. Bye.
Hi, my name is Walter Buffalo, and I hope you've enjoyed this Geek-io Media Network production. Copyright 2018, you see how that works?
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.